how we're starting? Is that where we're opening up? No one cares.
No. Everybody, we are back. It is Taped Don't Lie. It's your favorite Raiders podcast, favorite Raiders channel, favorite Raiders everything. We are back. You guys already know what to do. Hit the subscribe button. Subscribe. Hit the like button if you like it. Hit the dislike button if you don't like it. Leave a comment if you like it. Leave a comment if you don't like it. Also, follow us on Twitter at TheMarkJohnNFL for me, at MHolder95 for Matt. No BD today. He didn't answer my text message, so I guess he's probably not even watching the game. I'm just guessing. He didn't watch the game today, guys.
He's the lucky one.
He's the smart one. So he's smarter than all of us. Yeah. So, but shout out to BD. And we're going to cover this game that was, it's 31-13 still?
Yeah, 31-13. By the way, we're recording, like, let's just get this out of the way. We're recording with 6.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yes, we are.
This is by far the earliest we've started. And probably could have done it at halftime. Maybe even before then. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Definitely could have started a long time ago. Definitely saw just everything that go wrong that's been going wrong all season. The offensive line got beat up. They couldn't run the ball. And then, then you have Jerry Stidham in there. He's, you know, kind of looks like a little bit of a backup quarterback. So, yeah. There's a lot of people we can talk about. Oh, go ahead, Matt.
I was going to say, he obviously had the bad interception, the fumble right before halftime, but like the wheels fell off the wagon pretty freaking quickly, and it was not Stidham's fault. Like you were just talking about, he had a few nice drives.
Yeah.
I'm going to coin the phrase Stiddy scrambles because the guy does use his feet. Like the Raiders, you go look at the stats, like they've actually been pretty good on third down today, and it's because Stidham has scrambled for like three or four of them. But yeah, it was definitely he played like a backup quarterback where it's like the fact that I'm saying like, oh yeah, he did these few things to get a few first downs. Like that's what you're hoping for from a backup quarterback when he comes to the game. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as far as him being the guy, oh, Amik Robinson, there you go. He got a PBU for you.
Oh yeah. Oh, Terry, go pass breakup. See,
there we go.
Life. There's life here, man. So, because you saw a lot of things you saw in the second half of last week. The first half of last week, they just kind of went blitzkrieg on the Niners and caught the Niners totally off guard. The Niners had no idea what was happening. When the Niners started to settle in, you started to see, Jarrett Stidham, showed a lot of the reasons why he hasn't started in 4 years. And then we kind of saw that going to this game, just kind of the forcing the ball. Maybe when he's running, maybe somebody is open that maybe he could just throw the ball to. And then you saw the pressure kind of just get too much for him, which I think happened last week. So, I'm really not, trying to judge him too much. Because he kind of came in there and, he's kind of throwing there out of nowhere, kind of just to make face to kind of save, another guy from getting paid a full guarantee. Right. So, I'm not expecting too much for him to go out there and just ball, keep balling. I think last week, just everybody, there's a lot of shock factor to it. But I think if you sat back and after the shock factor, just kind of watched the film a little bit, you kind of saw a little bit what you saw this week. So, yeah. So it was interesting though, but I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. Cause I don't think you can, I don't know how long he would last as a bridge starter. Even then, if you draft somebody, you'd be playing that guy by week three. How long does Stidham stay a bridge? So,
and you got to keep 17 happy.
Yeah, you got to keep 17 happy. How do we keep 17, Matt? I think that's kind of like the goal of the offseason.
And that's the thing is we're using these two games to evaluate Stidham, like that never made sense. It's like, okay, he's a free agent. Like you either have to bring in like a veteran or draft a rookie or whatever. You know what I mean? Are you going to leave this to this guy that's been a backup quarterback? And like, how much money are you now going to give him? Like, are you going to give him starting quarterback money? Like, that's why it's like never made any sense. It's like, you almost have to bring in somebody else at this point. You can't count on you have Jarrett Stidham on there. You're still going to have to draft somebody and you're still sitting there thinking, I don't know if we have a starting quarterback. You bring in like even Jimmy Garoppolo. You can still draft somebody, but like you have your starting quarterback. You know what I mean? Like going into training camp. I feel like you need to have a guy.
Yeah, I feel like it's too much Brady or bust for them right now. I think that's – I don't know if that's the best idea. This isn't the best structure. I don't know what he's selling or, you know, this. I feel like that has a lot to do with injuries thing, the injury guarantees too, because, you know, you end up paying Derek those injury guarantees. How much can you go get Brady if you can't trade him? So there's a lot of that going on to try to get Brady over here, which, you know, which would work in the sense that the offense, it would keep Devontae Adams here, Darren Waller, all those guys would probably want to come back and play, right? I don't know. You'd have to fix the offense, but the defense would still be bad. But, I mean, we'd probably make the playoffs. I mean, I guess is this how far would they go? I don't know. But it would definitely be a better team just because it's Tom Brady with all those weapons.
But here's my thing with the Brady situation. Like, part of the problem that I think we talked about this last week too is with the Bucs is the interior offensive line is terrible at pass blocking. Like, why the hell would he want to come to the Raiders who have a terrible interior offensive line? And if they bring in Brady, unless he takes like a cheap deal, like they're not going to be able to like put veterans in there to get that spot. I mean, I guess maybe they just overload on the draft, but
yeah.
You're relying on rookies. Like, why would Tom Brady want to come to the Raiders if he has the same problem he has in Tampa Bay right now?
Yeah, and a lot of the dynamic of him and Josh, I mean, if you look it up and a lot of the stuff that went around with that offense and why he ended up leaving and a lot of they had like a disconnect with the offense a little bit. So who knows how he feels about Josh McDaniels as a coach, like as a head coach. I know it's like offensive coordinator, as like a head coach. Does he like the Patriots way type of thing? I know that's kind of the thing that kind of weighed down on him a little bit. So we'll see how that goes, man. But there's, I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback, man. Are they high enough? Like CJ Stroud kind of almost played his way out of there.
So here's the thing. Like, they do have 11 picks. And if they trade Carr, which I think we are all expecting them to, they're going to have even more ammunition. They're supposed to get even more in comp picks. So they could put together a pretty good package for like the Bears. And
yeah,
like especially if they're going to lose this one, they're going to be like seventh. Like the Bears, they wouldn't have to fall that far back. And they could be in a good spot to get up.
But let me ask you this. Shouldn't they keep those draft picks with the way this team is? Like,
if they don't have a quarterback, they have to get that right. That's the problem. I see what you're saying, but they have to.
See, but every team, I'll say this, every team that trades up, man, they're always in a good position. Like the Texans, when they traded up for Deshaun Watson, they were picking in the 20s. They just made the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, same way. They just made the playoffs. The Niners, they traded up, drafted a quarterback, and then went to the NFC Championship without the draft picks. So it's like the Raiders set up to trade up and get a quarterback. That's what the whole thing is. It's rough because they better pick the right guy to do that. They better pick the right guy.
The problem is if you don't get a quarterback this year, it turns into a two-year rebuild.
Oh, I know.
With Devontae Adams at, 32 at that point?
Uh-huh.
Which will still probably be good, but, I mean, Darren Waller got to be gone at 34 or whatever he'll be at that point. Like,
And Matt, I've been looking at Josh McDaniels' history of quarterbacks. He has a type. I'm not going to give out my stuff yet. I'm waiting to the combine after that. But
okay.
He's got a guy. He has a quarterback that it's a profile.
All right. Sounds good.
It's super interesting.
This is the Tom Cable. This is the Tom Cable.
It's a profile. Whatever. They all have the same broad jump. I'll just say that.
The same broad jump. Interesting.
It's weird. It's weird.
So how many quarterbacks? I actually don't know. How many quarterbacks actually do the broad jump at the combine?
I think a lot. I mean, they all had a broad jump. So I think a lot of them do, man. A lot of them. It's just funny. It's like they all had it. Like Jarrett Stidham like fits into it too, man. It's all the same guy. So we have a type, you know. I don't know if I want to try to reveal that yet, but we have a type. I kind of want to lead to the combine because I'll just say this. That Bryce Young is probably out the picture. There's no Bryce Young.
The size?
The size. It's not going to happen. I doubt it. That he would have to go way below his thresholds. So it's going to be interesting what they're going to do. Because, you know, I'm looking at Will Levis and CJ Stroud here, and I don't know how I feel. Like Tanner McKee, man, what about? So, go ahead.
At seven?
No, second round. Tanner McKee, second round okay. Options. We're talking about, like, you know, some back end second round options here for Tanner McKee. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not. No.
So you're saying you'd rather What's your ideal quarterback scenario for next year then?
I'd rather they draft somebody and probably bring in like somebody like Jacoby Brissett, I guess, like that, and try to warm up the quarterback. But I don't know if they're going to get to that position. I mean, Tom Brady would be perfect. I mean, that would save everything. I just don't see Tom coming. That's all. It's just, I don't see it. Right. I just don't see them making that happen. And I don't want Jimmy G, because Jimmy G is not going to make anybody better. It's just going to, you know, he's just going to, you know, be a great teammate. And
I mean, I'm not saying I want this to happen, but I'm calling my shot right now. And I said it on my podcast last week. Jimmy G will be the quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders next year. That's again, calling my shot now. Maybe I'm wrong. The gut feel, like, it's gonna be Jimmy G.
Yeah, and that's my gut feeling too. And I don't like it. I don't like it. I just hear an Albert Breer saying that was the main two options for them, was Jimmy G and Tom Brady. Like, why is Jimmy G and then Tom Brady? And why are you weighing whether Derek Carr is better than Jimmy G? Like, I don't
because Jimmy G is the next best. Unless Lamar Jackson hits free agency, Jimmy G is legitimately the next best option. Like,
I don't know. It just they didn't handle this right, because, you know, not now, like you can even like keep Derek even if you can't find anybody. Now he's gone. They can't fix that. You couldn't even give yourself the option of keeping him. If
Mark Davis didn't want to pay him, dude. Mark Davis.
I know that.
You read Rick's article, right?
I know that, but it's
Mark Davis said, "I'm not paying this guy $40 million anymore. I've seen enough. Figure it out with somebody else."
It put them in a bad position. It did. They are in a bad spot right now, because we all were hoping that Jared Stidham was a good ball today, because that would put us in a better spot. But since he didn't, which he might be, I don't know, I'm the garbage time. I don't know. Maybe he's putting the garbage time numbers in.
No, I've been like panning back and forth. I don't know how, but the Chiefs are already on the Raiders 35 and it's the same score. So yeah, I don't know, okay. Maybe through pick, but yeah.
Okay. Okay.
This, by the way, Cleveland Farrell might end his Raiders career with a sack. Oh, Chad Henning's in the game, by the way, too.
Oh, Chad Henning. Oh,
we got Chad Henning time.
Are we gonna see some Chase Garbers, man? I was hoping to see some Chase, but
Chase,
you know,
Garbers time.
Is it Garbers season? I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know, because they got so much to fix on defense. I mean, what if it's C.J. Stroud versus Jalen Carter? This is just get crazy. Let's say somebody gets wild and likes what's that? The dude from Clemson. Like, is it Bryce Breesy?
Breesy. Yeah. Bressy,
or somebody likes him, or like, you know, Miles Murphy. Those guys are like dangling over there, because, you know, especially with Verse leaving, right, and him going back. What if one of these guys falls to them at 7 or 6, wherever they end up, and there's a quarterback on board? Like, what do they do? Because, you know, they gotta get help on defense too. So that's the whole dilemma for me.
When you say there's a quarterback on the board, who you mean, like, because if one of those guys falls, that probably means Stroud went in the top 5.
I think Stroud goes high, because I think he's...
So we're talking about Will Levis over Miles Murphy? You
know, no, Will Levis is going high. Let's not...
Right, but Will Levis could be there at 7, is what I'm saying.
He could be. I doubt it. I don't think Will Levis is... He's too good of a kid, man. They're going to love him. Somebody's going to fall in love and see...
You think the 50% of the first 6 picks are quarterbacks? I mean, it's, I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just...
The way it's going, I mean, they love Will Levis. Bryce Young has the pedigree, and he has Nick Saban, and, you know, he's going to be a great kid. They're going to love that he played in the bowl game. That kind of solidified him as top 5. We're like, wow, he played it, but he
and loves Will Levis team. Didn't.
Yep, which I think is why he did it. I think that's as soon as he hear Will Levis.
I think all three would have played on the same day, or maybe they would have played on like the day before. And I mean, we saw what Stroud and Young did, so
it was
like that would have been, it was bad for Will Levis, and probably would have been worse had the way his season was going. That's the thing with Will Levis, is like,
yeah,
I have a hard time seeing a top, like, I understand all the intangibles and all the thing, and I mean, at the end of the day, like, he wouldn't surprise me if he ends up going top 10 or even like that, but like, you just watch the film and it's not top 10, not even first round film, especially this past year. It's like and the thing that bugs me too is like, that I don't get, that hasn't been brought up, is every big game Kentucky had in the beginning of the season, he pissed down his leg. Like, and we're talking about like the intangibles, like getting away from the stats and stuff. And I'm surprised it hasn't gotten brought up. Like, every time he had a big chance to like be the big stage and be the guy, he wasn't.
But, but he has a charity.
Gotcha.
Great kid. Great haircut. Oh, yeah.
I'm happy for him.
I'm telling you, man. He's going tough. I'm not even trying to get to the believers thing because it's hard for me because he definitely does not have the tape, but he's being buzzed up there. I mean, Mel Kiper has him number one. Mel Kiper's obviously hearing something. You know, you can get
true because Kiper doesn't really do his own rankings anymore. It's kind of
he
listens. He's got his ear to the ground.
He's a hear guy. He's ear to the ground. What's happening with Will Levis? Same with him with Todd McShay, really too. So, this could be interesting to see where these quarterbacks go, but like the guy that might fall might be Bryce Young, right? Because if Texans second quarterback, so we could. I mean, it all depends on who they take. So if they take Stroud or they take Young, then who knows who falls to the right? Don't know who that is. But Will Levis, man, he does fit the profile, Matt. So if we get Will Levis, I mean, that would be.
Yeah, it's just I going back to trading up. Like slow. I just can't wrap my head around that. It just to me, this is a two quarterback class, and like when we're talking about trading up, like the thought of that, like, and not having them trading up, or and then like that's where I'm like sitting here saying like you gotta put something together for the Bears and see if you can make up that move and go get one of those guys, go get whatever one the Texans don't pick because I think they're both good players, but if you end up. If you end up with Levis, I feel like it's going to be – we're going to be sitting here really disappointed with their pick.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, maybe he works it out. I don't know. He doesn't have the pocket presence for this offense. I mean, as soon as – no, he can't stand in there and throw a dagger. You'll just be crazy.
He's no Stidham.
Yeah, he's no Stidham. He can sit there and throw a dagger route, man, take a big hit, have blood coming out. That's not Will Levis. Yeah. But – That's why I think they're gonna like Tanner McKee. Just something tells me they're gonna like Tanner McKee. Like that's, you know, second round though. Hopefully they keep that second round. They don't like trade back into the first to get Tanner McKee. Hopefully they have a good idea. I think they did well with the trades last year and finding out where guys are gonna be. I think they did a real good job of that last year in the draft. So hopefully, if they like one of the second round guys, I mean, Hernan Hooker is there too. I know he's injured, but I don't know if they go Jimmy G. I mean, that's a route they could go. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the tough part, too, is I feel like it does depend on, like, what type of contract do they, like, invest in the guy that they want to bring in the free agency, too. Like, we haven't even brought up Will Richardson. Like, that would be the perfect guy to have sit, but is that how they want to play it? Do they want to invest that much in the quarterback? Do they want to invest the top-end money and then whatever pick it's going to take to get a guy.
Yeah, because he'll probably be there. You know, he'll probably be there. Who knows how the NFL likes him, though, if they fall in love with him. But I think he might be there because they might trade back, man. You never know what these guys are going to do. They might trade back and try to get some defensive players. And then, like I said, like draft like a Herndon Hooker, Tanner McKee type of quarterback in the second, third round or something like that and try to go, you know, win with Jimmy G or – he keeps calling Brian Hoyer. I wish he would stop doing that. I mean, I keep hearing about Brian Hoyer. He wanted Hoyer instead of Stidham. So he didn't want Stidham first. Stidham was the backup plan. So this is what I'm talking about. We want to see this young guy. No, you wanted Brian Hoyer first. You got snitched on by Albert Breer. Albert Breer said you wanted Brian Hoyer, dog. So we would have been watching Brian Hoyer. We would have been trying to see Brian Hoyer in this offense. You guys have been trying to make that up. So hopefully they don't go that route. And I don't know what their plan is, man. That's a little scary. It's just because we don't have a quarterback right now. It's like the key thing in football. It's like you just need a quarterback, right? You might not have an elite one. You know, not everybody's gonna have Patrick Mahomes, right? But you need one. And now we're in the search. And I just wish they would have handled this better. That's all, but we'll see.
Yeah, it is what it is. Should we talk defense in the last few minutes here? We got
talk defense. I mean, they didn't really show up. He's saw some good play. I don't know. Max Crosby is really good. They did a whole rehaul of it. It's crazy.
We were doing like our Bleacher Report, like doing our mock draft or whatever the other day. And it was literally like, I'm just sitting there. I'm just watching the top defensive players. And then whatever the guy is like left on the top one, I don't care what position he plays. It's that one. Like, it is that bad that they just, they need everything. Like, including edge, which, the offseason we were hoping we didn't need, but I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if,
they need defensive tackles. They need some linebackers. They need some corners, and they need some safeties. And it's a bad free agency class. We're going to pull a bunch of 30-year-olds. Everybody's 30 in this free agent class. That's the problem. That's my big problem, is the free agent class is so weak. Like, I don't know who's out there for free agency. Maybe there's some fans that can tell us who's out there in free agency that could let me know who's going to come in and save us, because it might be Devin McCourty. It might be the biggest signing is Devin McCourty, or like some other 35-year-old safety, because it's all out there. J.J. Watt's retiring. I was like, maybe we could bring in J.J. Maybe you can just fill him in, get 8 sacks from the interior. Not going to happen. He's retiring. So, I don't know, man.
And that's it. Like, again, a lot more question marks than answers, which is, Matt, is frustrating.
We're talking about the defense. They might need a running back. We've been maybe Joseph about B.J. Robinson. We are. If they don't bring Jacobs back, man,
you bring Jacobs back or nobody, or like you stick with what you got,
right? Or Britton Brown, right? But we didn't even see Britton Brown today. Like, you're talking about you seeing young guys. He didn't carry the ball all year. He was on the roster. He was on the 53.
I mean,
was he that?
That's part of the problem. Is like at some point you like to see them get something back on their investments from spending a third of their draft picks.
Two running backs. That means we should have two running backs for the future. We didn't even see him. Jacobs didn't even get a carry, man. He didn't get a break all year, man.
Hold on, I'm gonna look this up. Over under 15.5 carries for Zamir White this year. I'm thinking under.
I'm going under.
Going under. Let's see.
You got one today. It was a crack.
Got one today. He got us one. Ooh, I'm just gonna say I should be in Vegas. What a great line. 16. 16. What a great line. Not to pat myself on the back.
That means it was 15 going into today then, right?
That's what that might be actually 16 going to 17.
Oh, okay.
Regardless, okay. The point stands of yeah.
Okay. From a fourth round pick, you traded up for it. Like, they traded up for Zamir White. That's the thing. It wasn't like he came to them. They went and got Zamir White.
Maybe they bring back Brandon Bolden.
There's so many holes in this team. That's what I was thinking. As soon as Derek Carr threw that interception against Steelers, I was like, man, there's just too many holes in this team. It's just not going to. Ball went in the air and it moved to the left a little bit, it's like, no, what are we going to do?
I'm telling you, man. Like, I think I've said this before. If it were not for the Devontae trade, if it were not for the Devontae trade last offseason, the rule of thumb, I think, would be, or the move here would be to blow it up and rebuild.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But you can't do it with a guy like that outside. But
all right, guys, most people coming in.
We're going to end on that. We're going to end on that. Me saying the move should be to blow it up and rebuild. Thanks, man. You're going to get all, I'm going to get everybody in my mentions after this once this drops. It threw me right under the bus. No, I'm kidding.
No, I mean, the season's over.
It's over.
Now we move on to the off season. It's draft time, man. Make sure you guys check out my CJ Stroud breakdown. I got a CJ Stroud versus Penn State. Check that out. Me just not liking the Ohio State offense. I just don't know what Ryan Day is doing over there, but he's really setting up his quarterbacks to fail. So go ahead, check that out. I did a breakdown of that. I'm gonna get Will Levis up. I'm trying to get all the quarterbacks done here, and then we're gonna keep moving, because we look like we're looking at every position this year, guys. So we're moving. We're moving.
Board's wide open.
It is easy as next year. I don't know what they're going to do. They might draft a tight end. I don't know what they're going to do this year. They could do anything. Tight ends, running backs, O linemen, defensive linemen, quarterbacks. I mean,
yeah.
Safeties.
It's wide open.
It's wide open, man. It's gonna be a lot of draft. So I told BD, man, I might as well do a top 250 this year. Well, this is looking.
Might as well. We'll see. Might as well.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. If you're catching it late, you know, we definitely started a little early because this game was ugly. 31-13, the loss for the Raiders. So 6-11, bad season. Raiders picking top 10. Hopefully they can rebuild, man. Hopefully they rebuild. All right, guys. We're out. Peace.